Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
If you're embarking on a digital transformation, there are five dirty little secrets you need to know about. I'm going to talk about that here today. My name is Eric Kimmerling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And the digital transformation space provides a lot of opportunity for technical advancements and improvements and overall transformations to your business. But there is definitely a dark underbelly of the digital transformation space. And given the fact that we at Third Stage are completely independent, technology agnostic, we don't sell software, we don't care what software people do or don't buy, we're able to provide an agnostic view of what some of those secrets are. So what I want to talk about today are the five things that you should be aware of that are sort of the dirty little secrets that the rest of the industry doesn't want to tell you, but you need to know as part of your digital transformation. First and foremost, there is a common perception in the industry that cloud is better than on-premise, or that cloud will somehow save you time, save you money, provide better capabilities, and that's simply not necessarily true. We see a lot of organizations that embark on cloud deployments that end up costing them more in the long term, partially because the subscription fees are higher when you look at those on an annual basis, and those subscription fees never go away. So you're paying a higher annual fee, even though you may not be paying as much money up front as you would with an on-premise solution, you are going to pay more in the long term, even when you factor in things like hardware savings and infrastructure savings that you no longer need. But it's not just about cost. There's also the functionality and the maturity of cloud systems. When you compare some of the current cloud systems to the on-premise counterparts, those on-premise counterparts have been around for decades with lots of on-premise R&D dollars and functionality enhancements over the years. And now suddenly in the last 5 or 7 or 10 years, these same software vendors are trying to shift all of their functionality that took them decades to build. They're trying to shift it all over to the cloud. The reality is they just aren't there yet. The functionality isn't there, especially when you look outside of core areas like financials, inventory management, warehouse management, et cetera. When you start to look at functionality such as advanced manufacturing, configure price quote, advanced planning, demand forecasting, whatever the case may be, when you're looking outside of core basic ERP functionality, we oftentimes find that the cloud systems just aren't as mature as the on-premise counterparts that you may be familiar with. So none of this is to suggest that you avoid the cloud, but rather to say, if you're going to move to a cloud solution, be sure that you understand that there are cost implications, there's functional and maturity implications. And by the way, you don't necessarily need to move to the cloud. Many software vendors are still providing on-premise offerings, or at the very least, they're providing on-premise offerings that you can host in the cloud. So the key here is just to make sure you understand what your options are before committing to any one vendor. Another common misconception in the digital transformation space is that having one single ERP system is better than having multiple systems. While this may have been true 10 or 20 years ago when architecture and integration was a lot more complex than it is today, it's simply not true today. There are a lot of different options in the marketplace, and oftentimes you find that the best of breed solutions are those that focus on specific functional areas are more powerful and a better functional fit than when you compare it to a single ERP system. So it's important to look at your options and understand that best of breed isn't the end of the world. If you find that you have a core ERP system that maybe handles 70-80% of your needs, whatever that case may be, you may find that it makes sense to go plug some of the gaps of that cloud system with best of breed solutions. Now, this is an especially important point in light of the previous point I made about cloud systems not being as mature as the on-premise solutions. If you're deploying an SAP S/4HANA or Microsoft Dynamics 365, Oracle ERP Cloud, any of the current cloud ERP systems, you're more likely to find deficiencies in those systems that might necessitate a best-of-breed solution to fill some of the gaps. This is where organizations and software vendors such as Salesforce and Workday, as two examples on the CRM and the human capital management side of things, really carved out a niche for themselves is by providing CRM and HCM capabilities better than big ERP vendors could. So there's always going to be software vendors out there that are trying to pick away at the big ERP vendors and software vendors that are trying to do things better than one single ERP system can. And just remember that no one single ERP system can be everything to everyone, not only in terms of different industries and different companies, but also within your organization, no one ERP system is going to satisfy all of your needs 100%. So that's why it's a constant balancing act between finding an integrated system versus having systems that maybe handle your functional requirements better.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another common misconception in the space is that commercial off-the-shelf software is somehow better than developed software. And you certainly want to leverage commercial off-the-shelf software where it makes sense. And in many cases, for many organizations, there's plenty of off-the-shelf software out there that can handle their needs. But if you're a larger organization, a more complex organization, a more cutting-edge organization, perhaps you have a very unique business model, perhaps you're creating a new industry, perhaps you just have functional needs that can't be satisfied by off-the-shelf software. And if that's the case, then you could certainly look at custom-developed software or bolt-on applications that you develop to fill in some of the gaps with your off-the-shelf systems. And this isn't the end of the world either. Commercial off-the-shelf software vendors, of course, would tell you absolutely don't do that. That's a terrible idea because they want you to buy their software. But the reality is that whatever your needs are, you need to make sure you find the right software and the right technology that fits that, whether it's off-the-shelf, whether it's custom-developed or not. Now, one option you have here that's sort of a hybrid solution that takes the best of both worlds is looking for off-the-shelf software that leverages low-code technologies. So low-code is a way to change the software and customize it without fully changing the source code of the technology. So this can be a nice balance between off-the-shelf software that might be a little less flexible versus completely custom-developed software. This gives you a little bit of the best of both worlds. So look at low-code as a potential hybrid, but either way, even if you go with a fully custom-developed solution, especially if it's for certain parts of your business or a certain strategic parts of your business that are very important to the customer experience or important part of your competitive advantage, you may also want to consider custom solutions as well. Another secret of the digital transformation space is that technology is, for the most part, far ahead of what most organizations can consume and what they can realistically leverage. If you look at some of the advanced emerging technologies that are coming out today, it's very cool stuff. In 5 or 10 years, it's probably going to become mainstream. But in the meantime, I'd say 80 or 90% of organizations that we work with aren't ready to consume that type of technology yet. And it isn't necessarily just because they aren't ready in terms of skill sets, but it's also because they just are trying to get the basic fundamental technology landscape up to date. A lot of clients have systems that they've been running on for 20 or 30 years, and to make a jump from an old green screen mainframe-based system to artificial intelligence, for example, that's a massive leap that most organizations just simply can't consume in any reasonable amount of time. So what's important to recognize is not to just dismiss all these emerging technologies, but to recognize that that is part of the future. You certainly want to understand what your software vendor's capabilities are in some of these areas, even if you're not ready to consume that specific technology, but also recognize that you don't necessarily need or want to deploy that technology all up front, all at once. It can be a lot more effective to make more incremental changes, especially if you're a more risk-averse organization or if you're just technologically well behind the curve. It's okay to make incremental changes. You don't need to jump straight to the coolest new technology. You can start with a base foundation to build from so that in 5 or 10 years or however long it is, you can start to leverage some of these emerging technologies and take advantage of them. So fully recognize that most technology you see, especially when you see demos with all the cool bells and whistles, most of the time that technology is far ahead of what your organization is going to be able to realistically consume in any short-term period of time. Now, the fifth point I'll point out here is that implementations cost way too much. Organizations spend far too much money for too little value delivered on those implementations. And there's a whole host of reasons why this is, and this is why, quite frankly, so many digital transformations fail. They turn into a sinkhole, a money pit of just endless cost that doesn't necessarily deliver value. And part of that is because a lot of organizations are trying to consume too much at once. So they're trying to buy and implement a bunch of software that they're never going to use. So that's part of the problem. But the other part of the problem is that oftentimes system integrators are incentivized to create a sort of learned helplessness where you're going to pay them more money to do all the work for you, which creates learned helplessness in that you suddenly aren't building those internal competencies that you need to be successful. So those are just two dynamics to watch for, is overpaying for the software itself, overpaying for the implementation, and not having the right-sized amount of implementation support. So there are a number of ways to get around this, and for example, that's a service that Third Stage offers, is helping clients understand how they can better navigate and better manage their system integrators to get more value out of them. Now, for more best practices on how to make your digital transformation successful, I've included a couple of resources below that I think will help you in your journey. One is our annual digital transformation report, which covers a number of best practices for digital transformations in general. It also provides a number of independent rankings and reviews of different types of enterprise technologies. And another is how to manage your system integrator. And that is a guide to help you manage your system integrator and make sure that you're getting the most value, managing them at the lowest cost possible, so you're not falling into some of the traps that we've talked about here today. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.